the latest on the Cultural and Civic Space project. There was a council meeting last Thursday night. You know my thoughts on that meeting. But the space itself, give us an update on that because there may be some changes.
Yeah, look, I was very disappointed in our council meeting. It's not what our councillors represent. We will do better, and I hope everybody takes that on board. But, you know, what we put up was an alternate motion to decline to accept the amounts tendered for the expressions of interest for the admin building at Rigby House, but to place a temporary pause on the inclusion of the admin building and Rigby House. So just to get the financials back, because I know that a lot of the community are anti-local government, they're anti-council, they're anti having the staff in there. So we thought, okay, we will just have a pause, get the financials back. So we'll receive a report detailing the financial implications of the removal of the proposed council staff offices and the associated working spaces within the new project, other than the library, the gallery and the museum, and look at alternatives. But we need to really look at the financials, because we did say that we wouldn't go over budget, but if we don't sell those two buildings, we have to look at either going over budget, which we've said we didn't want to, but the community don't want us to sell the buildings. So not all the community, it's part of the community, and we'll wait and see how that goes. But, you know, look, council's been really good during COVID-19. We've maintained a lot of our staff. They've been given gainful employment within council. It may have been deployed somewhere else, but we have kept our staff, and we've kept up our service areas. So, look, basically what it was with the cultural civic space was, okay, let's just have another look at the financials, see how we go. Once we get those financials back, we'll reassess and see how we go.
And when you talk about removing the council staff offices, you don't mean removing the floors. You mean, can we look at having it as maybe commercial space?
So absolutely.
That would give, so that we'll would also give it an income.
Yeah, well, we'll look at commercial spaces, we'll look at leasing. There's a whole gamut of things. We can talk to the uni, we can talk to the allied health. Do they need extra places to go, you know, extra office space? And then it was only about redesigning the inside, perhaps. We don't really want to go back to the design phase. That would cost a lot of money, plus the money we've already spent. So I know that the minister put forward some amendments on, you know, some restrictions on all councils, not just ours, and it didn't float. But that's beside the point. The point is the council laws of the day put this amended motion up, alternate motion up, and it was voted on unanimously. Mm.
Denise Knight, the Mayor of Coffs Harbour, with us this morning. This is Triple M. You got my fee in the morning.